Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Very warm welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. अगर याद हो आपको तो हमने इस श्रृंखला को शुरू किया है एक नए अंदाज में. पिछली कड़ी में हमने बात की थी कि जब हम प्यार में होते हैं, जब हम किसी रिश्ते में होते हैं, हम ये मानते हैं कि ये प्यार हमेशा के लिए रहेगा. और वो रिश्ता एक पिता और पुत्र का भी हो सकता है, एक माँ और बेटी का भी हो सकता है, एक पति पत्नी का हो सकता है, या फिर एक गर्लफ्रेंड बॉयफ्रेंड का भी हो सकता है. लेकिन ज़्यादातर हम ये मान के चलते हैं कि जब हम प्यार में हैं, जब शुरुआत होती है, तब तक ये बहुत खूबसूरत रहता है. लेकिन उसके बाद बार बार सुनने में आता है कि ठीक है, अभी बहुत अच्छा है, लेकिन आगे क्या होगा. वी वॉन्ट इट टू बी फॉर एवर, लेकिन ज़्यादातर हो नहीं पाता है. हमने जो शुरुआत की है वो ये कि ऐसा क्या है, रिश्तों में ऐसी क्या कड़वाहट आ जाती है जो उसको हम लंबे समय तक या हमेशा के लिए नहीं रहने दे सकते. वो पूरा एहसास हमेशा के लिए क्यों नहीं रह पाता. एक बात जो हमने पिछली कड़ी में देखी थी वो ये कि जब तक कि हम खुद से प्यार करना नहीं सीखेंगे, खुद की जो दर्द है उसे नहीं समझेंगे. खुद से प्यार करने का मतलब जो चीज़ें जब मैं किसी से प्यार कर रही होती हूँ उसके लिए करती हूँ, वही मुझे अपने लिए करनी है. अपने यानी अपनी सही पहचान, आई एम अ सोल, आई एम दैट एनर्जी, उसके साथ जब मेरा रिश्ता बनता जाता है तो फिर बाकी सारे रिश्ते सुंदर हो जाते हैं. आज इसी बात को थोड़ा और आगे बढ़ाते हैं और ये जानने की कोशिश करते हैं कि अगर मैं खुद से प्यार नहीं करूँगी तो मेरे रिश्तों में क्या हो जाता है कि वो कड़वाहट आने लग जाती है. और हमारा बहुत बड़ा सौभाग्य, खास वाशिंगटन डीसी से हमारे साथ हैं ब्रह्मा कुमारी सिस्टर जैना. अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम.
शांति.
एम शांति. सिस्टर जैना, इफ यू गो बैक इन द लास्ट एपिसोड व्हेन वी टॉक्ड अबाउट दैट हाउ कैन लव बी परमानेंट, इट इज लाइक इट्स ओनली परमानेंट इफ आई एम इन लव विद myself. दैट्स द लास्ट पॉइंट वी लेफ्ट एट, एंड आई थिंक पीपल मस्ट हैव गॉन बैक, thought about it, and now another episode starts.
Right.
Now what I want to talk about, we understand why we need to be in love with ourselves, you know. I say that, okay, I'm in love with myself. What do you mean by being in love with myself? I don't want to be in love with myself.
Right.
I am in love with that person.
Yeah.
He is my life. He's the whole world, or my child maybe. You know, he is everything. I'll do everything. I'll not even bother about myself, whether I have eaten or not, especially in India, if we look at it. You know, it's more important that my loved one should be taken care of. Right. It doesn't matter whether I have to eaten or not.
Right.
So should I change everything, you know? And if I am not bothered about myself, if I'm not in love with myself, what will happen to my relationship with my loved one? You know, unless or until it becomes clear to me to sustain that relationship with my loved one forever, it is important to be in love with myself. You know, I'm not going to do this. So what will really happen if...
Well, I was thinking about it when you were talking about being in love with the self, and was hoping to maybe even add some clarity to that. But let's just say that on a very deeply spiritual level, on the level between myself, me, myself and I, what is really loving the self is, again, a deep knowledge and understanding and awareness of the energy called soul. And once I heard from Baba in the Murli years ago, Baba said, love is soul consciousness.
Love is soul consciousness.
And I think if everyone just sat and thought about that one line for a while, to think about love, what is that energy? It is a constant energy that keeps giving. It keeps giving. It doesn't cling. It doesn't possess. It doesn't depend. It's not attaching. So when love is in its full and complete form, it's non-attached. And they've always had a lot of songs that love will lead you back, you know, or if you really love someone, let them go, set them free,
they'll come back.
And there's also this sense of this feeling inside that there is a love already there, we just don't know how to tap into it. And in spirituality, all you have to do is to think your way back into it. It's a young man that came to the center a few months ago, and he's a beautiful young man, beautiful person. But he has been in a relationship with his wife, and the wife is not interested in him anymore, and he wants to just be with this one young lady. And from the stories, it's like she's no longer interested. Now what to do? He has all this love to give. He's trying to extend it to somebody who's not receiving, you know, in the area of receiving that love. And then there's going to be hurt or dissatisfaction or disheartenment. There's no more a soul-to-soul link between you and this one.
And somewhere maybe, you know, because I can understand what this man...
What he's gone through.
Yeah, because, you know, when you love somebody and the other person is not interested, that's the most disheartening thing.
It is.
This rejection. That my love is not being, you know, either... Forget about being reciprocated, but it's not even accepted.
But this is where, again, this whole knowledge of the awareness of the love that is within is vital, because at some point in time, you do try to repair a relationship that's gone bad, because maybe you could have done better, but you didn't. But then realization of something comes in you and you go, you know, I could have done better when I was with you and I'm sorry. Mm. So a sense of open communication and dialogue and time could heal that relationship. It could, but there's no guarantee. Why? Because the story of karma between you and that soul go way back in past lives. And nobody really knows the real story behind that. But presently, what you are seeing is that I love you, but I don't know why you don't love me. Mm-hmm. Now, if love is this energy that is liberating, then why is it that sometimes we tend to want to possess people in this relationship? Then it means I really don't love the person fully. There is a mixture in my love, because a little bit, a part of me loves you, but a part of me also wants to possess you.
You've got to be with me.
So there's no such thing as having a little love or a lot of love. You have to understand what this energy is in the soul. It is who you are. Love will lead you back to God. Love will transform you. Love sustains you. Love sets you free. It is an energy that is a fundamental quality inside of every living human being. I don't care how vicious you've become. It is still in you. You just haven't tapped into it. This attachment, however, gets built in when that image of the soul changes into the image of the body over and over again. It starts to want to possess this physical world more and more and more, and the love starts to lose its power from within, and it gets mixed and it gets changed. Now, a lot of people, I don't know how it is in India as much, but in the West, there's a huge complication between love and lust. It's two different worlds. It's not the same. And in the West, the complication comes that lust is love. And that when you have love for someone, this particular expression of intimacy is a vital part of my love for you. And you find that in certain countries or certain cultures or certain areas, this consistent need for human intimacy has replaced the power of what real love is. And so you get people in these relationships that are very complex and they're not supposed to. The opposite to lust is actually purity, is actually bliss. Now, another quality that's natural inside of you and me is this power of purity, is this power of bliss. But where is it? Where did that go?
We don't feel that, yeah.
So this inner energy of this sort of feeling of intoxication on top of the world, I feel good, and then I can feel Baba if I'm feeling good. Whatever's the case, it's not there in human beings.
And you know, when we talk about it, and usually in our shows, that this is an intricate part of me, a lot of people say that, but I feel false, it's not there. Because I don't feel it. I don't feel pure. I don't feel, being in bliss all the time. I don't feel happy. I don't feel love.
Right.
These are the qualities which are intricate, which are part of me, but I don't feel it.
Exactly. So isn't that something? So you have love and purity and bliss in you, but you're not feeling it. Why? Because you haven't given it a chance to come up through you. You're so busy in looking at this one and getting it from the outside that your body conscious energy is being empowered more than the original soul conscious energy, which is natural in you. And until we stop reaching out so much, we will never be able to give the soul the power to nurture itself and to come out as a loving being. You see, you ever notice why in human relationships, especially between a couple, when someone is unfaithful, what breaks? It's not necessarily like you would say, yes, trust is broken, loyalty is broken. But even before the trust and the loyalty was broken, what made that person decide to throw away a great relationship because of a moment of bliss? What was so important in that moment of bliss that it threw away a marriage of 10, 20, 30, 40 years?
But then again, we go to realize that's just one moment of bliss, you know.
One moment of bliss is actually stating that the soul is not coming from its original state of bliss, that it would actually ruin a fantastic relationship for just a moment of bliss. And we're all intelligent people. We can control ourselves if we want to, but why when it comes on to this, we cannot in some cases? It's because the soul is not paying attention to its original eternal power of purity and bliss that lives already inside of it. And let's just say these are the five qualities in the soul: love, peace, purity, truth, and joy. Let's say these are the five vices. I call it ALGAE: anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego. ALGAE.
Okay.
All right. ALGAE versus the original eternal qualities. These two energies are living inside of me, right? If I keep acting from this, I'm a soul and I'm speaking to you with virtues, with respect, with love, with understanding. Let's say you scream at me. I step back and I go, oh, you must have not had a good day. Let me make her some tea. Rather than going, oh, why are you screaming at me again?
If she's not responding, and so you'll go back and say, he screamed at me, you know.
And then you have the thoughts, yes. Right? So what happens is that over a long period of time, we haven't been using this original consciousness. And the ALGAE is what we're using more. And these are suppressing the original qualities in the soul. And what's having the power in us is anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego. And sometimes they're not always out in the forefront. Sometimes they're very subtle in your thoughts. And then you keep thinking this waste thought about what the person did or did not do. Oh, why did this happen? This shouldn't have happened. And all of that is making you weaker, 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 weaker. Situations are still coming. Obstacles are still coming. Even maybe your child might be coming just to get a hug, but you don't have the energy to give the hug. So you tell them, leave me alone. So much of these things are happening inside of us because this has taken over our lives. I always tell my students, look at a person, and this is no offense to anyone, but look at a lady, for example, who sells herself every night at the street, at the corner of a street, and put a young virgin girl next to her, and look at the difference of the two people. They're both women, and I'm sure they're both beautiful, but they both held innocence and bliss. But somehow in one person's face, there's a different energy, as if there isn't that happiness or that glow. In the other person's face, there's a happiness and glow. What happened?
Very true, you know.
So one person went this way, and little by little was losing itself.
It got depleted, you know,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it was just losing itself. And the other one yet hasn't started yet, maybe, or maybe has managed it in a better way and has managed it in a way that is not abusive. It's moderate. And you can still see like there's a life or a lush in that person's life. Okay, imagine our whole civilization multiplied 6 billion times over, going through this stage of a loss of innocence, the struggle to get it back but using the wrong methods, and realizing that the only way to get this bliss back is through yoga. Yoga means union with the Supreme, where that silence that I can discipline my mind long enough, I can keep pulling in this light from Baba so that he can restore that purity and that innocence again. So when I come to want to start a relationship with someone, I'm different. I'm going to be a little new. I'm going to be a little bit more self-realized. I don't think I have to give of myself in this way in a relationship anymore. I think I can share myself with you. But I shouldn't be giving so much of myself that I'm depleted at the end of this relationship. Mm. I was sharing with you in the last show that some of the individuals that live with me, fundamentally every day, they'll tell you every day I wake up in the morning, good morning. And I genuinely smile because I know if one morning passes me by and I pass and I see you and I don't say good morning, a lot of waste thoughts is going to begin in that relationship between me and you. You might not know I'm having a bad morning. You might think, uh-oh, she's upset with me. And then you create all these ideas. And
why she's upset? What happened? I must illusions. Have done something. Yes, assumptions, yes.
And what happens? The feelings start to get mixed and the feelings start to change. And love is a feeling. And when that feeling starts to get attacked or violated, it starts to lose its power. And this is where we're actually losing a lot of our relationships by simply not putting in these qualities in these little fleeting moments that we have with each other. Virtues, respect, love. That's all that's needed to make relationships work. And the feelings will stay very pure, very good. And the only reason why they don't work is that we don't realize that when I'm unkind to you, and that you can get unkind, and we can be unkind, go to the person and say, listen, this is how I was feeling today. I didn't mean it. It wasn't against you. I'm sorry. Second, if you did mean it, you go to the person honestly and you say, you know, it's my fault. I have expectations on you.
But again, you know,
I would have, no, but you're being honest. It's my fault. I have expectations.
Thing is, most of us are going to have this, that if even if I wanted to be unkind and I go and say that it's my fault, I was having these expectations, is again, it's my fault. It's a big question mark because we need to work on ourselves for that.
My fault in terms of I am practicing and I have this relationship with the people around me. I'm very honest. So if I make a mistake with you and I'm rude, I will come to you and I will say sorry. And I'll say, you know, it's my fault that I'm being affected by your behavior. Your behavior is your behavior, but what I would prefer is a little bit more kindness. That's all. But the fact that I open that up openly and honestly without fear allows the person to try if that relationship is important to them. If somewhere along the line, the person shows that they're not that much valuing this relationship, then just maintain pure wishes and good feelings, and there's no need to try so hard. Relationships are the most beautiful experience on this earth. We are here to have relationships with each other. What Baba has taught us is that by the soul, having all relationships with Baba, because he's another soul, like you're a soul,
yeah.
You know, everyone else is a soul, but he's the supreme soul. So when I, the soul, begin to look at the supreme with that look of love, like I would with a companion or a beloved, when I make Baba my complete best friend, my complete trustee, my everything, then that experience is entering the soul, and I'm feeling very fulfilled of all relationships with Baba. When I come into my friendship with you, I'm coming with this full relationship with Baba, with you, and you're the beneficiary of these amazing feelings that I'm having.
Right.
Then we start to have this very pure relationship, a relationship based on respect and love and honor. Because I'm becoming a sovereign, self-satisfied, but I'm still sharing my life with you, but it's a safe one. Because there's no selfishness, dependencies. But a shared responsibility.
In fact, the biggest thing is dependency, you know, somewhere. Because yeah. We say, we are doing so much for you. I'm saying, everyone who is in love wants to do everything for the other person.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to realize that we do those things because we want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and then we say that I did so much for you. Mm-hmm. And what is it I got in the, you know,
in
like,
return,
yeah,
nothing.
There was nothing I got. Mm. So, but then because I think somewhere this whole... love is a game or a barter thing, you know. Mm. We're bartering that if I give this much, I get in return this much.
It is true.
So somewhere that is required, and of course a very wonderful thing that we have to realize how love, what is love actually and what is lust. And if we are not in love with ourselves, we don't have respect for ourselves, the relationship with others will never, reach a level, will never continue. Because that's the problem, that's the crux from where we started, that yes, we all fall in love, we all remain in love, we all want love in our relationships, but it doesn't remain that way.
Yeah, but things change, because the inevitable to life is that change happens. But the thing is, relationships should be changing for the better, but they change for the opposite.
Yes.
And so what's required to these relationships, again, is virtues, respect, love, and it has to be constant. And if it breaks, then be humble enough to go to the person and let them know. That's how Baba teaches us, at least.
Rachel.
That I see these relationships with the dadis, which are the senior sisters and brothers, for 60, 70 years. And they still have honor and dignity and respect and love for each other. How has that lasted for so long? There's a sense of respect that they carry within themselves, and they extend that to the other. So relationship issues is not always the other person. It is me who have to do my homework on myself first.
Very true. Sister Jenna, since you are here and we've been talking about, you know, how relationships can be, the love we feel for our loved ones can be sustained. And we talked about, meditation, the yoga, which is, getting connected with the Supreme Soul. And then we take that energy from the Baba, and then, from there, it starts flowing. So we would like to have some experience, all the viewers out there, to have some experience of meditation together.
Okay then. So we'll do a very quick meditation technique, all right? And if everyone can remain seated and relax. This meditation technique is one that I use in gatherings of 5, 10,000 or just 2 or 3 people. But guarantee it will give you an experience of the soul. And I want you to go into that experience of the soul and allow the original qualities to emerge on its own. You don't have to struggle in meditation. Just for a little while, I want you to breathe in deeply. Just inhale very deeply. And exhale. And do this about 2 or 3 times as you're sitting there. So for these few moments, allow yourself to pay attention to what you're feeling as you let go of your name, your gender, your role, your titles. Let go of your language, nationality, religion. Just forget them for a while. Check how you're feeling. Now let go of the body. If I have no name, gender, role, title, nationality, language, or religion, if I have nobody, then in this state, who would I remember? And who would remember me? The soul would originally emerge, and there would be a pull to the Supreme Soul, the Father, the Mother, the Guide, the ocean of love and peace would become my world. In this awareness, the soul starts to feel realized of its true potential and of how unlimited the soul really is, and it would pull love and power from Baba. This meditation you can do anytime, anywhere. You stop every 2 hours and you take 2 minutes and you check yourself. Forget your name, your gender, your role, your titles, your religion, your culture, your body, and just ask yourself, who would remember me now? And who would I remember? And you'd feel the connection between you and Baba. Actually, fundamentally, the key to healing relationships comes from healing yourself first.
Very true. And it's so beautiful, you know. It's so clear. Because a lot of people have told us that when we sit in meditation, you know, when we try to connect with Baba, all the thoughts of, I have to go to office, you know, my child will come, she will do this, my mother will come, or my husband will come, they keep on coming in.
Right, it happens.
Yeah, but this is a very good way, you know.
Once, it's very simple.
Yes, you know, once I forget, I let go of every other role I'm playing.
Right.
You know, and then it's very true, Sister Jenna, that who's the one I'll remember? And that's me and him.
Yes. I don't know if we have any time, but I've been to many funerals. And at everyone's dying bed, because they always call me to go in their last moments. And you're standing there with somebody who is going to leave that body, and they have nothing left but just the way that they live their lives and how the soul will leave at that moment. And time again, people always tell me this. They wish they had loved more.
Very true.
The second thing they always ask me, why is it so difficult to let go and go to God? And that has to do with the fact that there's been more love for the creation than the Creator.
Yes, you know, more attachment. There's more of attachment.
And so there's so many things to discuss. Even maybe this whole thing of, you know, how the soul leaves, what is the process of birth and rebirth. That's another topic in itself.
Yes, very true. You know? But in today's episode, we were able to talk about, you know, what really happens that the relationships just go so bad, you know.
Yeah.
Why the love which we feel for the loved ones, you know, who are our whole world, changes so fast. And that
these
is
feelings.
Somewhere the realization has to, the change has to come with it. Thank you so much for
taking us
through this journey.
Thank
it
you.
Was really beautiful experience.
Thanks.
Om Shanti. Bilkul, aap kisi bhi jeevan ke mod par ho. शुरुआत कहीं पे भी हो सकती है और आज जिस खूबसूरत तरीके से जिस सुंदर तरीके से हमने मेडिटेशन का वो एस्पेक्ट देखा है कि जब हम हर रिश्ते से हटके बाहर हटके हर रोल से बाहर हटके इस शरीर से भी बाहर हटके जब हम अपने आप को देखते हैं अपने आप को पाते हैं तो अब हम किसको याद करेंगे उस परमात्मा से बड़ा उसके अलावा और अपने आप को पहचानते हुए हमारा कोई रिश्ता नहीं रहता तो उस रिश्ते को जैसा कि कहा जैना बहन ने आज बहुत अच्छी बात कही कि हर 2 घंटे बाद हम अपने साथ ये प्रैक्टिस करें और वो कनेक्शन जोड़े रहें फिर धीरे धीरे वो पूरा जो कनेक्शन की वाइब्रेशंस हैं जो एक एनर्जी का एहसास है वो हमारे हर रिश्ते में हर लम्हे में दिखने लग जाएगा आज की इस बातचीत से जुड़ी कोई ऐसी बात है मन में कोई शंका उठ रही है आपका हम स्वागत कर सकते हैं आप देश विदेश में फैले ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के सेंटर पर जा सकते हैं आपके सभी सवालों का के जवाब के लिए कोई दिशा आपको ज़रूर मिल पाएगी ये हमारा वादा है नज़दीक के सेंटर के बारे में जानने के लिए या तो आप हमें फ़ोन पर संपर्क कर सकते हैं या फिर ईमेल कर सकते हैं
इफ़ यू विश टू डिस्कस योर प्रॉब्लम और हैव अ क्वेश्चन टू आस्क Or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, call us on 0999974455.
Awakening with Brahma Kumaris ke ye experiences, ye anubhav, jo aapko ho rahe hain, hame ho rahe hain, ye hum sab bahut achi tarah se mehsoos karte hain. To ye silsila bhi aage chalta rahega. Aap se hamari mulaqat yun hi hoti rahegi. Aaj aap se vida lete hain. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.